it's Sophia Franklin. You are listening to Sophia with an F.
Hey, Sleuth.
And the F is for phenomenal. This podcast is rated F.
To be called a slut so many times, it was like, okay, fine.
Right.
I'll be that. And I'm going to bring a whole bunch of girls with me. And we're all going to be sluts together. And we're going to protest against derogatory labels.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. Hello, party people. Welcome to Sophia with an F. If you are not subscribed, now is the fucking time to subscribe. Because it's not even the showroom and the studio that looks super fucking cute. It's my guest this week, which... the most iconic guest that I have had thus far. Not to be rude to every single other person who's ever came on my show, but I am joined by Amber Rose. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You look stunning.
You look stunning.
Incredible. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Amber Rose just said I'm pretty, by the way. Thank you so much for being here. I have so much I want to talk to you about. And I think what really drew me to you is this whole thing about slut and being a slut and the word slut and the slut walk and all of it. Because my media company is called Sleuth Media. And I refer to all of my friends as sleuths. I have since high school. My listeners, I use the word sleuth all the time.
Cute.
Which is a play on the word slut.
Right.
And people ask me this all the time, like where it originated from. And I swear to God, it's because my mom has a super thick accent and like could never say slut correctly. And
where's she from?
Argentina.
Oh, okay.
And she would just say sleuth. And I think that's where it came from. But I feel like you are the ultimate number one slut.
Thank you.
You brought it to the mainstream.
Thank you, babe.
Which is incredible. And I need to talk to you about it.
Yeah,
so
let's do it.
I really want to understand you like on a deeper level. You were born in Philly, right?
Yes, South Philly.
What was that like?
Well, I grew up very poor. Just me and my mom. One bedroom apartment. Public school. No family car. You know, had to take the bus or the subway or a cab if we had a couple extra dollars somewhere.
Okay.
My mother was a waitress. And yeah, we hit like hard times when I was like 15. We became homeless for a while.
God.
I just want to be clear. Not homeless like on the street. I mean, technically we did not have a place to live, but I stayed with like my friend for a little bit. And then she stayed with a previous coworker for a while. Because there wasn't enough room for the both of us at
Got
the time.
It.
And yeah, I mean, I guess she just did her best to kind of raise the child on her own.
Okay, so you grew up with a single mom.
Yes.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
Was your dad never in the picture?
So that's a long story.
It is. So is mine, by the way.
Yeah, it's a long story. I think because of my mother's childhood trauma.
Yeah.
She just felt like my dad just didn't care. And he was in the military, so he was gone a lot.
Got it.
They got married when my mom was pregnant and then got a divorce soon after. And then he was kind of just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I re-met him again when I was 12.
Okay.
I went to live with him for a year in Colorado when I was 12. And it was hard because I just didn't know him well.
Right.
And I just got my period. I just got boobs. It was not the right time to, like, be with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an attitude and, like, I was disrespectful. And we just could not get along.
Yeah.
You know, so then I went back with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I'm happy to say that me and my dad are close now. Yeah, we have a good relationship now, but.
Is that, like, a recent thing?
Maybe the past. Probably since I had Sebastian, which would be 10 years.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a similar story in the sense that my dad was not in the picture at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him for the first time when I was in middle school. So I would have been around the same age, like 13.
Right.
And I remember meeting him and it's just like a little bit of a bizarre experience, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you're like, oh, like I kind of see some similarities, but
right.
at the end of the day, they're a stranger.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, my dad, like I always like longed for my dad
because
I did know him when I was young.
Okay, so you didn't have that.
Yeah. So like, you know, but then when I kind of re-met him when I was 12, I was just always on punishment. I had to clean up everything. I felt like... Cinderella, you know, like it just wasn't
right.
It just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to get hugs and kisses and love. And my dad was very militant.
Oh, my God, I bet.
Yeah. So it was just like, you're from the hood in Philly. You mm-hmm. have a fucking attitude. That's not how life is. You need to learn how to do this, this, and this. And I was kind of thrown into like this whole domestic world, being 12, you know, cleaning, washing clothes, you know, vacuuming, doing dishes. And, you know, I had a one-bedroom apartment with my mom. There wasn't
right
much to do.
Right.
You know, so.
He was probably so strict.
He was.
Curfew.
Oh, my. If I was 5 minutes late, I was punished for a month. No exaggeration.
Stop.
No, I swear.
And he'd be, like, waiting there. Like, on the dot, you had to be there.
Yep.
And you were how old? You were in middle school.
Yeah, sixth grade.
And that's when you're trying to, like, that's when you start getting a little bit wild.
A little bit, yeah. I want to see boys and like I'm like looking around at boys now.
He did not like.
No, he was fucking pissed. But I am happy to say too that so when I was 12 years old, I met three girls, Janice, Maria, and Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And we're best friends to this day. 27 years.
I fucking love that.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell if a girl is a girl's girl and a good person and you can trust them mm-hmm. if she still has the same friends from yeah. middle school.
Yep.
Okay, so you are not wanting to deal with your dad. And so you go back to living with your mom.
Yes.
And your mom just kind of like let you do whatever.
I think she had no other choice. She like got back to work
mm-hmm.
and like... It was just, I was always a good kid, though. I never really was wild.
Okay.
At all. I never did drugs. I never was out doing crazy shit. Never got in trouble. I've always been, like, really nerdy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always been, like, just wanting to learn.
Uh-huh. And, like, a little bit, what, shy and just, like, reserved for the most part?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think going back to the slut thing we were saying earlier, I think that because I'm quiet and reserved and traditional in a lot of ways,
mm-hmm.
to be called a slut so many times, it was like, okay, fine.
Right.
I'll be that. And I'm going to bring a whole bunch of girls with me. And we're all going to be sluts together. And mm-hmm. we're going to protest against derogatory labels. Since I've been out, I've always been in like relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I never slut. Really had one-offs.
That's what means you're a slut.
Yeah.
Right? It's like anything you
I'm like,
do.
I wish I can just go fuck a bunch of hot guys and like be happy, you know?
What? And you can't. You're it's like a relationship girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably not good. That's what I mean. I wish I can really be like
yeah.
a whore.
Out there just
be
fucking.
So much fun.
I know.
That's why I love porn stars so much. Like all the porn stars come to my slut walk and I'm like, you're so inspiring.
I know. This is so.
I'll never do that shit, you know?
I know, this is so, like, the fucking difference. I was just with a porn star, mm-hmm. like, 20 minutes before you walked in.
She's
like,
really?
I was sucking dick last night, and, like, it was a foursome, and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that's so interesting. So when did this whole slut thing come about?
Actually, so it's no secret. My ex-husband, he cheated on me. We were married. We were young. I forgive him. We're the best of friends now.
Wiz. Oh, Wiz Khalifa. Okay.
Yeah. And so, I mean, he proposed to me when he was 23. I was like 26.
Babies.
We were so young. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I caught him cheating, and like we were young, and like online, everybody was just like, she's such a fucking whore, Wiz. She's such a slut. Like, fuck her.
After he cheated on
you. Yes.
Why?
It just comes with it, I guess, you know? And I remember sitting there, like, crying. This is before the whole slut walk and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting there, like, I dated Kanye, and then I married Wiz, and I'm the biggest slut on earth.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
And I would always like be like, how,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I would cry and I would be upset and I would be like, this is so fucked up. And then after that, I was just like, yo, I randomly came across another slut walk that like this college did.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm going to do my own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is fucking bullshit. I'm getting bullied all over the internet for loving someone that hurt me.
Right.
And now I'm the bad guy. This is crazy.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah. And so not only did I have to mourn my marriage and my relationship and like.
Yeah. And so publicly.
Yeah. But I also was getting bullied for something that I didn't do.
Right.
Yeah.
And how did that affect your mental? Obviously, it upset you, but was it dark?
Still.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still on my mental health journey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I cried every day for 3 years.
Wow.
While I was dating other people.
Wow. And just, like, reading the comments and seeing what people were saying about you?
No, it was just, I was just, like, I married my soulmate. And then all of a sudden he wasn't there anymore.
Right.
Because our mothers, the internet, there was too much pressure to be married so young and just, we had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fucking heartbroken. I was, but then I also watched my mother be heartbroken over a man and never recover. So I like
That's terrifying.
Forced myself to date people.
Mm-hmm.
While I was not recovered.
Right.
Because watching my mom, I was like, I can't. I have to get back out there. I have to. And I look back and I shouldn't have dated anyone because.
Really?
No.
Like you should have just healed, you're saying.
Yeah.
So how long ago was that breakup?
Sebastian will be 10. So he was like 2 when we broke up. And then I cried every day for like 3 years after that.
For 3 years?
Yes. Every time. I got in the shower, which is every day. I would get in the shower and cry.
Oh my God. So
yeah.
Was it because, I mean, yeah, so there were like a multitude of factors. Did you think that Wiz was like the love of your life?
Yeah, completely.
I hate that. That's so
hard. But it was also pressure. Again, like he's out with a million bitches, holding hands with girls, dating girls, and I'm just dying inside like, fuck, I gotta find somebody I like and like I can't look at this because I'll drive myself crazy.
Right. I have this theory. I don't think you get over a guy until you have started liking a new dude and like actually liking them.
No, because the guys that I date, like I dated 21 Savage. I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
He was really nice.
But did you really, really like him?
I did. I cared for him, but I was still heartbroken over my ex-husband.
Yeah.
And I'm just being transparent. That's, like,
yeah.
I did. I did enjoy time with him. But when you get married, like, we had a huge wedding. Like, I just thought it was going to be forever. I
like, fairy tale.
Yeah.
And it did not end up
it
like that.
It did not.
Wait, so how early in the relationship did he cheat?
It was, like, 5 years in. I think we were just young and we didn't know how to handle it and we didn't know like I couldn't process that. I felt betrayed. And then I also didn't know how to sit down and communicate and have a conversation like, why? Mm-hmm. Or is this, has this been going on? Or are you just young and stupid? Are you going to grow out of this? Or
yeah.
Like, I was just like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said, fuck you, he was like, okay, bet. You know, just childish.
You were not expecting that.
Just childish as fuck, you know?
Uh-huh. But you guys were actual babies.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, now mm-hmm. we're the best of friends. We spend Thanksgiving together. He also has an amazing girlfriend that I love.
Okay.
Amy. She's really good with my son when he's over there. So those feelings aren't the same anymore. But I love him like my family now.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're over him now.
I don't know if you'll ever be over that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like an intimate relationship, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense.
You still like feel it in your heart and your soul that like that was your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
But you get older and understand that like we're much better as co-parents and friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Which just shows so much growth, yeah. Right? And, like, I'm assuming when you have a kid with somebody, that just adds a whole other layer to it.
Yeah, it was tough.
But look at you now.
Yeah.
You're fucking killing it. You're here looking hotter than you ever have. By the way, stunning. Gorgeous. If anyone was wondering, Amber Rose is 10 times hotter in person.
Thank you.
Which is insane.
Thank you.
So beautiful. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Okay, so then after the breakup, everyone's calling you a slut. And yes. A whore, and a hoe, and yeah. A groupie, and whatever.
Right. And then I got my power back.
How'd you do that?
I tweeted that I was going to have a slut walk, and it was trending worldwide, like, within a few minutes.
Right.
At the time.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Where did that power come from?
I was just tired. I was tired of, like, crying over the internet. I was tired of, like, being bullied. I was tired of over-explaining myself, like, I literally been in two relationships that
right.
You guys know of. Like, the blogs and shit at that time were just associating me with everyone.
Mm.
If I was in a restaurant and someone else was there and I didn't know that they were there, they were at a whole other table with, like, their family and shit.
They're, like, seen out together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. But I totally get what you're saying about the explaining. Mm. There is nothing you could say for people to be like, oh, okay, right.
Right, no.
Yeah, so no, she's not a slut. Like, absolutely not. There's not one thing you could say, you know?
Yeah, so then I was like, no, actually, I am a slut, and fuck all you guys.
Well, not only that, you're like, I'm a slut. I'm throwing a slut walk.
Yeah.
I'm grabbing all the sluts in the world, and we're slutting it up.
Period.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay, this slut walk, 2015.
Yeah.
That was like 2 years roughly before the Me Too movement.
Yes.
You were so before your time.
Yeah.
You'll take it.
Yeah, but I'll never get the recognition, and that's fine.
Why is that? Why is that, though?
I think because a few things. I was a stripper. I married a rapper and dated another one at that time. I am a woman of color. A lot of reasons why, you know? I think I'm one of those people that people love to just throw away, unfortunately. And again, I don't do it for that reason anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how much time I put into Slut Walk, and you know, it's still pretty shitty to be like, eh.
I know.
You know.
I mean, the recognition when I was really looking into it, because I remember when I heard about Slut Walk, and I remember thinking it was the coolest thing ever. But not for the right reasons. I had no idea. Like, because what? I was 21 or right. something, and I just thought it was cool to be a slut. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But the message behind it
right.
is so powerful and so important. Mm-hmm. And that's just, it's so fucking crazy that in 2023, you're still not getting the recognition for all of that, for putting that on.
No.
You were like the trailblazer for that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, now you're getting it.
Thanks, boo. You know what's crazy, too? Like, I also was, like, the first girlfriend turned famous celebrity.
Oh.
And that was pretty shitty, too, because I was the first for a few things. And, like, when you're the first, you just get all the fucking backlash.
Yeah.
And then you like paved the way for the young girls to like,
right, to thrive in it.
Yeah. Which is cool. I love that. I love that part because I love my girls and I'm happy that they don't have to go through what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty shitty for me.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Because I think like, you know, the Paris Hiltons of the world, like they come from a family with like a lot of money and, you know, stuff like that. Like, I come from shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, fell in love with a guy that was, like, super famous. And then I became famous.
That's crazy.
It was like, I didn't ask for that. I didn't right. know that was going to happen. I had no idea that was going
to
happen.
Yeah. And you have no, you, like, don't have anyone to talk to about it, right?
No. I was thrown to the sharks. It was like, okay, you're my girlfriend. And I'm like, okay, I love this. We're having a blast. Like, it's so much fun, right?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, like, I'm out going to the store and paparazzi's following me. And I'm like, I'm not famous.
Okay.
He is.
Wait.
Why are you following me?
So your boyfriend, he did not give you a heads up at all?
No.
Zero?
No.
Like, it wasn't like Prince Harry with Meghan Markle. Well, I guess he kind of shit the bed with that, too. Because he, like, was like,
that's
yeah.
That's all he knew.
Right. That's true. Mm-hmm. But he didn't tell you, like, you know, there might be paparazzi, you might be in a magazine.
No, I remember the first time. So we were together and we went to Fashion Week. And I was sitting there and he was taking a bunch of pictures. And the photographer was like, can I get you guys in a picture together? And I was like, no, I don't want to do a picture.
Right.
And he was like, come on, babe, let's just do a picture. And I'm like, okay. Again, Amber, shy, reserved, mm-hmm. like, that's me. And the photographer was like, what's your name? And I'm like, Amber Rose. And he's like, okay, thank you. And he writes it down.
Uh-huh.
And then my life changed forever after that day.
After that picture.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And I bet the comments were all, she, like, loves the limelight. She fucking loves it. Like,
well,
saying all this shit, right?
Well, that was 2009. So, like, blogs just really came out.
Mm.
And they were really still mean-spirited, like Perez Hilton and Media Takeout. They were very mean back
right.
then.
Perez, now, I remember that.
Yeah. So now it's, like, all this anti-bullying stuff, and they don't mm-hmm. really do mean stuff anymore, but...
I mean, a little bit. I feel like the internet can still be
assholes.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I hate them. Which I was told to never start a war with a publication. So I'm going to take that back. I love you guys.
Me too, guys.
We did not mean anything we just said. Okay, so you were thrown into this life and... people were just calling you a slut from the very beginning.
Yes.
Just from the get-go.
Yes. So I dated Kanye. So basically I did a music video. He saw me in the music video. He wanted me for his music video. I fly out to LA. We fall in love. We're together for like 2 years. Did not know my life was going to be like that. Had no idea.
That's fucking crazy.
Crazy. I had no fucking, because at that time, again, I was the first. I had never seen a random girl plucked from obscurity and become famous out of nowhere. I didn't have an example of that. So when it happened to me, I'm like, why is this happening?
Uh-huh. That is so insane. I can't think of like one other person. It was you.
Yeah.
Was he like?
This was way before Wiz. Wiz was after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who did you love more?
Out of Kanye and Wiz. A Wiz, girl. That's not even a question. Like, I think people like to ask about my relationship with Kanye, but it was 13 years ago.
Yeah, it was
guys.
Completely different.
Yeah, but I mean, I obviously have to bring him up because he's a huge part of my story.
Yeah.
And how I got here. But yeah, no, I mean, I feel like people are obsessed with that because it was like a great time in pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
But in my personal life, it is not relevant besides just telling my story of how I got here.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't tell it without mentioning that because that's like what like shot you off to stardom.
Exactly.
Well, that and being a slut.
Totally.
Right. Yeah. Also, I feel like girls, the second you say that you've been in a music video, horror. You were the biggest tramp
ever. It's crazy.
Ever.
I was signed to Ford Models at the time.
Why? Because I was in a fucking music video? Like, why does that make me a whore?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even twerking or anything. I was just
right.
Sitting pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're on the catwalk, like, you're fine.
Right. Well, it's just, it's all classism, right? It's mm-hmm. like Halle Berry can win an Oscar for, like, having sex in a movie and like that whole scene that she had, but like if you do OnlyFans, you're gross.
I know.
It's literally the same thing. It's even in OnlyFans, it's like most of the girls don't have sex at all. It's just
right.
sexy pictures and like, or like twerking or, you know, dancing or whatever. Like, it's just classism. It's bullshit.
I know. It's all fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, have we even made any strides, would you say, from the time you dated Kanye and you started dealing with this type of shit to now? Have you seen a difference?
With girls, maybe.
With women.
Yeah.
Right.
Guys, not so much.
No.
It's worse than ever.
I totally agree with that, which is like,
yeah.
How?
They're pretty disgusting out here.
Yeah. They're filthy.
They're fucking gross.
So,
like, I want to be single for the rest of my life.
No, I feel that.
Yeah.
It's scary.
No,
it's really gross. It's really, really scary. Mm-hmm. So are you dating right now?
No, not really. I don't want penis. I don't want to share my house or my life with anyone.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone around my kids. I don't want to have sex.
You don't?
No.
What? Wait, why? Ew. You just think it's gross?
No,
you don't get
guys
horny.
Is dick sling. It's so gross. I don't want it.
No, there are good guys out there. I've never met them, like, personally, but, like, I know they exist.
Yeah, they're married. Like, my best friend has an amazing husband.
Yeah.
He's like, the last one.
He was the last fucking one standing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're fucked. So I'm completely fine with being a lesbian, though.
Yeah, me too.
I could totally do that.
Yeah.
Have you
I'm
ever?
I'm fine with being by myself. Too.
Oh, see, that's something I don't understand. I'm like one of those people I cannot be alone.
Really?
No, and I need to work on it.
I'm very happy to like not share my bed with anyone.
I love that. That's incredible. So you used to be a stripper way back in the day.
Yeah.
When did you start stripping?
I was 15 and homeless.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the first time I danced.
Okay. And
which is also another reason why, you know, I'm a slut, but there's a million rappers that were drug dealers at that age, and now they're entrepreneurs and businessmen.
Right?
And yeah, I mean, look at Jay-Z. He was a drug dealer, Lil Baby, drug dealer. Like, all the biggest guys that are, you know, in the business were drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
But God forbid you're a stripper. I mean, it's just blasphemy.
I know. Any interview with, like, a successful person who used to be a drug dealer, it's seen as such a positive.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
hustling
so
from a young age.
You had to go through that. I'm so, oh, my God, I can't believe you were on the street selling crack.
Right.
Yeah.
And then stripping is, like, the worst thing ever.
It's like, ew.
At the end of the day, you're making money. You're hustling. That job is, by the way,
legal.
Legal. Thank you. I filmed a TV show where I had to be a stripper for a day. Mm-hmm. Like, actually do an audition for a strip club owner. If you saw my dance moves, you would leave this fucking studio right now and never speak to me again. That is the hardest shit I've ever had to do.
Yeah.
My knees were fucking bruised.
Oh, yeah.
The guy was repulsive. Like, basically being like, I mean, I'm half naked. And he's like, you need to show me more skin. You're not hot. You suck at what you're doing.
Yeah. No, I've had guys be like, can you get out of my face? You're not my type. But you're just like, okay, fuck you then. I'll go to somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, your mind is on
paying
bills. Yeah. Like, you don't even give a fuck about that shit.
I know. I'm sure.
Yeah.
What was your mental like when you were doing that?
So I want to be very clear. I danced for one time when I was 15.
Okay.
At a shitty ass club. And then I got a fake ID. And then I went to a gentleman's club where they were not allowed to touch you.
Mm.
Heavy security, you know, it was a really like safe environment. They would walk you to like your cab or your car or whatever at the time. And it was just fun. It was like a party, you know, just being just young, having a bunch of friends and like making a shitload of money. Guys just throwing money everywhere. And you're just like, oh shit, not only can I like pay all these bills, but like I can get like cool clothes and shoes and like get my hair done and like.
Right.
Yeah, it was just fun. I don't have any like horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a blast.
I mean, it sounds fun as shit.
Yeah.
You get to dance for a living with all of your girlfriends and make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like there's something so fucking empowering. Being up on the pole and having all these guys below you like salivating.
Yep.
Give me your money, bitch.
Yep.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Like, there wasn't any, you didn't feel shame or guilt or anything like that.
No, I was very happy.
Have you always been like that? Like, very sexually liberated?
No. Okay, so I think that's the misconception of being a dancer. It's not sexual at all.
It's an art.
It's just
dancing.
That's it.
Okay.
Like, I think that people that never danced before, they don't fully understand. They think it's a whole, the girls are just horny all night. Like, no, you're not thinking about sex. You're thinking about just, it's a job.
Right.
You're not thinking about anything. And you're literally on stage and you're making money and then you go home.
Right.
Like, there's not much to do.
Well, what about the whole showing your body to a bunch of men? Like, did that bother you?
I think when you get in the strip club and you realize there's 50 other girls doing the same thing.
Right.
You're
trying to stand out.
You just become desensitized. Like, all the girls in here can just get butt naked and I literally will just, I'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Like, I don't look at a body like a big deal. It's not a big deal.
No. I mean, I'm the exact same way. I grew up, I think it's also very American, like, my family from Argentina, like, we get naked. We're on the beach in G-strings and, like, no tops, right. You know?
Yeah.
It's very American to, like, be so covered up.
Yeah.
Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town and we had a night or two on the town and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste of Lude religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, okay, you were stripping and loving life and killing it. And then you became a model and started being in music videos.
So, kept taking the train up to New York, kept getting no mm-hmm. at every modeling agency. I've been wanting to shave my head. So, I go back to Philly, I shave my head. I'm just like, fuck it, I'm gonna go back, come back up to New York. And then I get signed to Ford Models, like the biggest agency on earth.
Right after you shaved your head.
Yeah, after. Yeah. It was a long time ago, girl.
Yeah. I'm like, what date and what time? Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it was soon after. It was mm-hmm. soon after. And then, but I still had to dance. I mean, like, I wasn't making a shitload of money. So I'm working in New York now. Mm-hmm. So I'm working at Sue's Rendezvous in New York. And this lady that worked for Def Jam comes in with her husband. And she's just like, you're beautiful. You should do music videos. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I guess, in charge of like all the hottest music videos at the time.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm a real model. So, you know, I'm saying this in the strip club. Like, I'm the real model. And
you're like, I just do this for fun.
And I was wearing a long wig at the time, like when I would dance, because I didn't want people in my neighborhood to like, mm-hmm. you know, see me or whatever. And I did 2 videos. For Young Jeezy, I think, yeah. And then the 3rd video she hits me up is for Ludacris and Chris Brown. And I'm like, you know, I have a buzz cut under this wig and I really would like to rock it.
Show it off.
And she's like, video girls don't have buzz cuts. Like, it's just Stop. Not a thing. And I'm like, let me send you a picture, see, like, you know, if the director likes it or whatever. So I sent a picture and they flew me out to LA and that was the first time I was in LA and I was the main girl in the video. And then that's where Kanye discovered me from that video. And then the rest is history.
Do you feel like it was because of the buzz cut?
Yeah, of course. But I was saying I wearing shades and having a blonde buzz cut was way before I was famous. That was always my look. You know what I mean? For maybe 3 years before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was in New York for a while.
You've been a trailblazer for fashion, like aesthetic, the whole slut walk thing, like so many fucking things. It's insane. So where was your head at when you decided to shave off your hair?
I always wanted to.
Really?
Yeah. And I would ask all my friends and they're like, you're going to look crazy. Don't do it. You're going to look like a boy,
uh-huh.
You know, and then I was kind of scared. And then I was just like, fuck it. And I went to the barbershop and I made them go straight down the middle so I couldn't turn back.
Were they like, what is wrong with you?
Yes. And then I cried for like a week.
You did?
Yeah. Because it was such a drastic change. Yeah.
Did you know that you would look hot with a buzz cut?
I feel like I did.
No, you did, right? Because you can look at people. I'm sure could look at me right now. I would not. No. The buzz cut is not for me.
I disagree. I do.
Are you saying that to be nice?
No, I'm serious.
Okay, so maybe like that's what I need to do to like fucking get my career, you know, off the ground. Next level and level up.
No, you're already in next level. You're fine.
Thank you so much. Okay, so the buzz cut, so you shave it off. And did you notice a difference with dudes? Like, were they?
Oh, I don't believe in God, but like, I swear on my children, I was causing car accidents.
Mm-mm.
I promise you. My cousin in Philly, like before I like moved to New York, my cousin in Philly, she's like my second cousin, so she's older, like a auntie. And she'd be like, Ann, let's go to the corner and like cause car accidents and shit.
Please.
And she used to like walk me to the corner and just watch like all the guys just be like this, you know? It was fun. That was a fun time because guys don't talk to me anymore.
Why?
Because
you don't leave the house.
Terrified of me. No, they're terrified of me.
They are.
Yes. They're just scared.
Intimidated.
Yeah. Well, like they'll reach out and I'll like hang out and they'll be like shaking the whole time and like.
Yeah.
I have yet to find a guy that has not, that didn't shake. All of them.
that does not shake.
Yeah. They're just so scared that they shake.
Wow.
And when I tell you every boyfriend I had did that.
Really?
Every single one. Yeah.
Okay, so you have like some like an energy that dudes are just.
They're just fucking terrified of me.
They're getting in car accidents. You're killing them. Like they cannot handle being in the same room as you.
I mean, that's when I was younger.
You know,
just out in the streets and walking to the corner and cause car accidents.
And is that because of how stunningly gorgeous you are or the shaved head or both? Probably both.
I think that I just didn't look like I was from where I was from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would get on the bus and people would ask me for my autograph. Like, you're going to be somebody one day.
You know? I bet.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to, like, remember those moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you decided to shave your head. Imagine if you didn't.
I know. Yeah.
It's scary to think about.
Never listen to your friends. Like, go with your intuition and just do what you want to do.
Moral of the story.
Yeah.
And so now when you date people, which you don't, because you don't want to have sex and dick is disgusting and we're over it. But like when you do, they're very intimidated, scared.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like I just feel like I don't have any heart left to give to somebody. And I feel like it's unfair to bring somebody in my life and play with their feelings. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, your heart is going towards your kids. You have two kids.
Right.
But I think eventually you'll be open to it. Maybe you won't.
I don't know. But I'm okay with that. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people are like, no, don't say that. You'll find love. And I'm like, I'm actually, like, I have two boys to raise.
Mm-hmm.
Dick is so easy.
Overrated. If
I ever wanted it. I'm not really into sex like that if I don't really care about the person. So mm-hmm. I don't really care to, like, force myself to date.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, back to the Wiz thing. Like, I should have just not dated. And I, like, now that I'm older, I'm just like, I'm not going to date. I'm not ready. I don't want to.
Okay, well, I love the interaction we just had because I was about to be that bitch. I was literally thinking as you were saying it, like, oh my God, no, like there's love for you out there. Don't worry. But how badass. You're like, I don't need it.
Yeah, I don't.
That's not what's going to make me whole or feel complete. I feel great right now.
I also am like an extreme feminist, so I cannot be around misogyny at all. Mm. I will chew you up and spit you out in fucking 5 seconds. So I'm not one of those people that can like hold back. Mm-hmm. There was actually this guy. My niece was talking to his nephew, and he's like, oh, yeah, look, this is my new baby. He's 3 months old. I'm like, oh, how cute. So cute. And he's like, so you dating anybody? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, because you haven't met a guy like me. And I was like, you just showed me your 3-month-old baby. Where's his mother? Mm-hmm. And like, we just got into this whole thing. And he was like, you know, she's around. And I'm like, so you're trying to flirt with me while she's around, probably at home.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to get back. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to like flirt with me and saying that I didn't find a guy like you when you have probably a wife at home.
Right.
You fucking weirdo. Mm-hmm. Like, get out of my face. And he's like, nah, she knows I do what I do. Girl, I wanted to fly and choke him and like.
Did you bitch him out?
Oh my God. I chewed his ass up.
Was he in tears? Oh my God. I would have died
to
see this.
He was so, he had that like embarrassed look right. on his face because. He was just trying to be, like, that arrogant, like, yeah, you know, I do what I do. She understands. And I'm just like.
She understands?
You're fucking gross. I said, okay, give me her number. Let me see if she understands.
Exactly.
Let me call her and see how she does.
I fucking love that.
Ew, so gross.
I always talk about this is when women, when a dude cheats and the girl gets pissed at the girl.
That's bullshit.
Why?
Yeah, it's
like,
bullshit.
Do you know what he is saying to get in her pants?
Yeah, you need to like pray for her, the next victim.
Yes.
Like, you just have to pray for her because if he's an asshole to you and he's like a serial cheater, he's just gonna do the same thing to the next girl.
I know.
It's just what it is. You just gotta stay quiet, work on your mental health. Mm-hmm. And know what the end of that's going to be, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah.
I am going to be totally honest with you. I have cheated in the past mm-hmm. on boyfriends quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm turning a new leaf now.
Okay.
But do you really think once a cheater, always a cheater? Like, do you think there's hope for me? Can I change?
You know, I think...
Answer correctly.
I think there... So I'm really into, like, psychology and stuff.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'll just say, I think there's certain characteristics of people that do certain things that it's just who they are.
Yeah.
I think that you should just be a slut and, like, just have a bunch of boyfriends and, like, tell them about each other so you don't have to hurt people.
I know. But to me, I'm like, I don't want to break up with them and hurt them because I'm such a good person. And then I do that. And it's like, what kind of fucked up logic is that? No, but I really, but also I just turned 30.
Okay.
So now as a clean slate, I feel like anything in your 20s can be forgiven.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I feel that.
You do?
No, I do. No, I was an asshole in my 20s.
You were. That makes me feel so much better.
I, like, sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and be like, why the fuck did I do that in 2011?
Still, to this day.
Yeah. I swear. I, like, still have nightmares. Like, why the fuck did I do that?
Well, your fucking 20s is like, it's terrifying.
It is.
And you were probably doing half of that shit in the public eye.
Yes, I was.
Tell me what's like a moment that will haunt you forever, embarrassing.
Just little shit, like if I was at a party or I got too drunk or I spoke out of turn and I just said something stupid and mm-hmm. everyone got quiet or like, you know, just dumb shit like that. And I'd just be like, why did I do that?
I hate that shit. It's always alcohol.
That's why I don't
involved.
Drink. Like, I don't like to drink because mm-hmm. I'm already an open book enough. Mm-hmm. So when I drink, it's like
balls to the wall.
I'm fucking going in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have liquored you up before I got you in here. No, you are an open book, so I can only imagine if you had like 2 tequila shots.
Yeah, it's over.
Game over.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, so I do want to quickly go back to the slut walk. Are we gonna have another one?
Yes.
We are.
So with the pandemic and the fact that I had another baby, everything just got pushed back. Mm-hmm. So I have to start over again. So it takes some time, but hopefully this year I can get it done.
Can I come?
Yes, of course.
I'm ready to
Slut walk is free, by the way. It's free. So you don't, it's not like Coachella where you need artist passes and that fucking crazy shit. Like, it's free. Just come.
I love that.
Yeah.
You should have it in New York. Can we?
Yeah, maybe in the summer.
Yeah, I think we
should. It would have to be in the summer.
What kind of feedback did you get after you did the slut walk?
Amazing feedback.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, from girls or from everyone?
No, people ask me every single day in my DMs, like, where's the slut walk? We need the slut walk again. Like,
we do.
Yeah. There's girls. I remember this girl very well. She was a plus size girl, mm-hmm. and she came up to me at slut walk. She said, Amber, this is the first time I ever wore a crop top and just felt so comfortable in like an environment.
I fucking
And she
love
had
it.
Her whole stomach out, and she was just so beautiful. And I was just like, that's freedom. Mm-hmm. Like in the slut walk, it's no one makes fun of you. There's zero tolerance for bullying. We don't play that shit. You can wear whatever you want and just be you. And love yourself. It's all about body positivity. And she just had the best time. And, like, I think about her often. I really do.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, like, that's really, really empowering and really sweet to just have a bunch of women together. Because, I mean, historically, well, and now, women are pinned up against each other constantly compared. But also the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
I mean, who shows up to these slut walks?
Everyone. Literally everyone, straight men, LGBTQ, we have young girls, college girls, older women, lesbians, conservative feminists, pro-black feminists.
So all the people that
matter. Straight male feminists. Yeah, like everyone. Mm-hmm. You'll be very surprised when you come to Slut Walk. It's probably not what you think it is.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's just a free, it's a free environment for you to be and do exactly what you always wanted to do without anyone judging you. Like that doesn't exist in the world like that.
No.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then there's nobody like being like, oh my God, look at this bitch, like with the camera, like, oh, she looks fucking crazy. Like, no. There's none of that. They get kicked out. We do have protesters outside, which are really funny because the girls go like twerk on them and they're like priests and shit.
Amazing.
Yeah. We had the Westboro Baptist Church. Do you know who that is?
No, I'm not. Chaotic.
Yeah. So they'll like hold up signs like Jesus hates bags.
Oh my God. Okay.
Lesbians are going to hell.
Okay.
Like the worst shit you could say.
Right.
But that's how you know, like, you fucking made it when Westboro Baptist Church comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want to see them there every
year. They fucking better come this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they twerk on them. They fucking so much. Hilarious.
I will 1,000% flash them.
Yeah. Oh, you have to.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm so fucking stoked for this. I love how I'm, like, talking about it like it's happening. It's planned.
It is. We're working on it.
Yes.
Yeah, we're working.
And we need to bring it back.
Totally.
Okay. So we're going to jump into some questions that my listeners wrote in.
Oh, goodness.
And we're going to answer them together. Okay. Question number one. Sophia, I need advice. Whenever I do the doggy position, I queef. Mm-hmm. Air just gets up inside my vagina in certain positions and it makes me queef. It's super embarrassing, and I just got out of a relationship, so I've been wanting to sleep around, but I am self-conscious about it. Do you have advice on how not to, or what to say, or how to act if you do queef? Please help.
Okay, queefing is hot.
Take it away, Amber.
Yeah, queefing is hot, and there you don't have to say anything. It's a vagina, and it's wet, and it's going, a penis is going in and out, and it's going to queef. Like, it's fucking hot.
It's
wet and like nice. I'm sure the guy's enjoying it. And don't feel embarrassed about it.
No.
I don't.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I've queefed a bunch of times doggy style. Like, it's fine.
Me too. Also, bringing it up.
Yes, like, don't bring it up, girl.
Like, that's when it's going to be awkward.
Well, the only time it's awkward is when you're done and then you like stand up and like you
keep it. Yeah, after the whole deed is done, then it's like you can like say something.
Yeah.
But if you're in the middle of it,
and it's depends on the guy's age too. Cause if you're dating like young 20 something,
yeah,
they could be like assholes and shit. But it's natural. It's not a big deal. Like, don't even trip.
No.
And don't say anything. Just walk off and queef and go sit on the toilet and like just get it out and then you'll be done.
Yeah. Also, yes, a lot of dudes find it hot.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they're immature and shouldn't be having sex. Bye.
Exactly.
Okay, next question. Hey, Sophia, I went out with some friends the other night and they all had designer items. I was the only girl who probably doesn't even own designer. I thought my bag was super cute before I left the house, but later ended up feeling insecure. Can you speak to this or touch on this at all? Bye. Hi, Canal Street. Let's go.
Right. I don't, yeah, I can't relate to that because I just never really gave a shit.
That was fucking incredible.
Not like that.
No, I know. But it was just amazing. So have you ever purchased a fake anything?
No.
Never, ever.
Never in my life.
Do you watch Real Housewives?
I watched the Jersey one a long time ago.
Okay, so not really.
No.
You don't know who Jen Shaw is.
No, I don't.
Okay, so they raided her closet and half of her shit, of her designer, fake. And you really can't tell, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
If it's fake or not.
I honestly don't know.
You don't know?
No. I mean, even when I was getting stripper money, I didn't have enough for like name brand shit.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got money, I had enough. So I didn't really have like I didn't really have a middle ground.
Right.
Where, like, I was like halfway there to like buy fake shit.
Yes. I feel that. Once you have the money, you're like, I don't like what's the need? My advice to this girl, because I feel like we're just fucking butchering this shit. This girl's like wants advice.
I'm sorry.
We're like, we can't relate. Like, we don't know. No, I'm completely joking. But your designer items is not going to make you a cool person, a better person, a hotter person, a person that someone wants to approach or be around.
Right.
Have you ever seen someone with a Birkin? You're like, that's the bitch. Like, I want to be hanging out with.
Yeah, I want to be friends with her.
No.
No. And also, are your friends making you feel bad that you don't have a designer purse? Because that's not cool. You should get new friends.
That's a really great point.
Yeah.
Tell them to leave their fucking designer shit at home. There is a time and a place. And tonight is not the night. Okay, your Chanel can fucking like stay in your bed. Okay, hopefully that helped. Next question. Is it wrong to not let your boyfriend or girlfriend have your phone password? And is it wrong to change your password and set that boundary in the middle of a relationship?
Yes. I think that if you're in a committed relationship, you should have each other's passwords.
Really?
Yeah. I don't see what the big deal is. My whole thing is if you have nothing to hide, after a while, like, okay, if you're curious, let's say, for example, you go through the phone, you find nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Month later, you go through it again, you find nothing. Eventually, you're going to not even think about going through the phone.
Right.
It's not a big deal. Like, I want to be able to, like, if my phone is dead or it's, like, all the way upstairs or, like, something like that, I'll be like, yo, can I just use your phone? I got to call whoever.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be a big deal in a committed relationship.
So you're all about going through the phone?
Yes.
Like,
you think I'm going to sit there and be dumb and fucking like put 150% to somebody and I can't go through your phone?
Okay, but what if they've given you no reason to?
I don't believe that.
Regardless, you're going through the phone.
Yes.
Okay, see, I have a differing opinion here.
Okay.
Because I recently have had this. I have had to change my password like 5 times.
But you're a cheater. Like, that's why.
That was the realest shit ever said. But in my defense, he will go through conversations I'm having with my mom.
Like, well, that's crazy.
I feel like that's a no-no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I get that.
But also, maybe he has every fucking right because God knows I have the guy under mom in my phone.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, a lot of people are, you know, they learn from their mistakes and then they're better. And the next time they cheat. So like it's under like bestie or mom or uncle, so-and-so, you know. And
so then you have to do the deep dive.
Yeah, I'm not playing with my fucking life. If I ever get into a relationship again, which I highly doubt, like you're not about to play with my life and my mental health. I don't got time.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not transparent and just open, like I understand privacy. I get that. Like I'm not going to, you know, constantly go through your phone and make you feel like I don't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, if I feel like it, I should be able to have peace of mind.
Yeah. And just scroll through.
Just scroll through.
Would you go to like WhatsApp? Would you type in a keyword? I would do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you need the phone for a while.
Yeah.
When they're asleep.
I would go through Instagram. I would go through all that. Yeah.
Would you be upfront about it? Would you be like, hi, like, me and your phone have some business to do. Like
I don't know because, you know, I'm not a needy kind of annoying person.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have trust issues.
Right.
And if I tell you about my trust issues and you're telling me that I have nothing to worry about, then I should have nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You should make that easy for me.
Yeah.
And I'll make it easy for you. It's all like, you know.
Yeah. I think a dude really should be offering that up.
Yeah.
This is my password. You have my location, you know?
I mean, that's the thing. I think that, like, people should really try to be friends first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really just really get to know people nowadays because you can be with somebody for, like, a year, let's say, and then just find out who they are.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Been there.
It's scary as shit.
It's scary as fuck. I don't want to have to deal with that.
And people can change, like, because everyone, when you first start talking or dating, you're putting up a front, right? Mm-hmm. You're, like, trying to be the best version or whatever. And it's just, it's, like, really fucking scary. You cannot know anyone.
Well, a lot of guys, they love bomb you. So you're getting love bombed for months at a time, and you think you have this really amazing person in your life. And then the discarding process comes, and then you're kind of like, why are you not the same person that I met before? Like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it's like the hiding of the phone and like shit, all that shit. It's like, I'm not dealing with that shit.
Yeah. Can you think of anything that would ensure you that this is a good guy and he's not love bombing?
No.
They don't exist.
They don't.
So
that's why I told you, like, I'm trying to, like, you know, interact with these questions, mm-hmm. but like, I'm fucking done.
I can, like, see
that. I don't
that.
Trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like zombie land.
There's
like at
no...
any moment someone can turn into a zombie and eat me alive.
You have no soul when it comes to that. Mm-mm. Zero.
Nope.
You don't even see a guy and think, oh my God, he's kind of hot.
Yeah, I think he's hot, but I'll be like, he's a fucking headache and he's probably... He probably is just a liar and a cheater, and
right.
I hate him already. I don't even think he's cute anymore.
You already, like, in your head, you're like, he already did all of this shit to me. We had the biggest fight. Fuck him.
Right, fuck him. No, I literally look at couples, like, holding hands in, like, restaurants and shit. I'm like, he's so cheating on her right now.
You're like, I feel so bad for
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, I do. No, I swear. I used to be like, aw, and now I'm like... Oh my God, he's so cheating on her. Look how his eyes are wandering while he's eating his spaghetti.
Right.
It's gross.
Do people invite you to their weddings?
I refuse to go to a wedding. I will not go.
They're like, Amber, maybe no. Like, she should be my bridesmaid.
Do not invite me to a wedding.
You would be like, I object.
Yeah.
Before they even ask.
Don't do it, girl. He's going to cheat and lie to you. Don't do it.
Oh, well, for everybody listening, I love that we're ending on this super positive note. You're all fucked. We're all fucked.
Yeah, we're all fucked.
So that's why we're just going to go to the slut walk.
Just be
and
realistic about what your life's going to be like. You're going to be lonely and just miserable.
And alone.
Yeah.
Until you die.
Until you die.
You come into this world alone, you die alone.
Period.
Have a great day. Have a great fucking Thursday. Amber... Thank you so much for
Thank
coming
you.
On. This was a blast. You are so intelligent. Where can they find you? I mean, hi, Amber Rose on fucking everything, but do you have anything new coming up?
Well, check out my music, first of all. It's on all platforms. Surprise Me is out right now. The video is out. Freak Show, Gotcha, and Get Your Ho On is out as well.
I was watching that on YouTube last night.
Yeah.
To get myself pumped.
Yeah. So, yeah, check out my music. Goes to my Instagram at Amber Rose. I'm not really that active on Twitter, so fuck Twitter mm-hmm. for now. But, yeah, you can just hit me on Instagram. I check my requested DMs every single day to
you
talk
do.
To people. Yeah, I do. I'm very hands-on with my social media. And I'll come back and then we'll talk more. Also, I have College Hill coming out. It'll be on BET Plus. I basically went to college with a bunch of other celebrities, and that was really cool. We learned
Stop.
A lot. Shit gets crazy, so make sure you tune in.
Mm-hmm. When is it coming out?
It'll be out in March.
In March.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking wild. You have a book.
Yes, my book, How to Be a Bad Bitch. You can get it pretty much everywhere, Amazon. It's a how-to book. It's the first chapter is vision. So if you have a vision of yourself, execute it no matter what anyone says. Hence why I shaved my head.
I love that.
And yeah, it's just an inspiring book to, like,
be a bad bitch.
Yeah, just and whatever that is for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a standard.
Yeah.
You know, and I talk about that in my book. So
yeah,
go get the book. And thanks for having me.
No, thank you so much. You are such an icon. I'm going to ask you for your autograph and have you take 20 selfies right when we turn off the mic. Okay, Amber, thank you so much. And Sleuths, I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.